Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now. I am your co-host, Brother Grant, and today's teaching is the Holy Spirit your helper? Or, in other words, get help from the Holy Spirit. Now, you're listening to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com, and this is our 40th teaching on the Holy Spirit series. Today, we are on our final episodes of 2016 with an in-depth exploration of the Holy Spirit. This year, we have learned the Holy Spirit does exist. He's just like the wind. He is the Holy Spirit, and he is invisible to the human eye. But he produces visible effects like the wind. He is invisible and powerful, but we see the effects when a building blows down or a tree topples. So we know there is wind. Now, the Holy Spirit has a role to play in our lives today. Today, we're going to look at the Holy Spirit as our helper. Friends, please listen with me to each of our episodes from now until the end of the year, because we are concluding this year with an in-depth teaching on the Holy Spirit. By the end of the year, we guarantee that you will have a closer relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. We know God will bring this teaching alive in your life. And the Bible says, "The Lord said to me," referring to Jeremiah, "you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Jeremiah 1:12. God is watching his word. So friends, please plan to join us every Wednesday from now until the end of the year and invite your friends to listen in live or on demand. But if you miss any of our teaching episodes, you can always listen to our teachings on demand at your leisure in our Blog Talk Radio archives, or library as it's called. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com, put in Church Lady Now, and you will be able to see and listen to our shows. Now, Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com since 2013, and we currently have 110 Spirit-filled published episodes and teachings available for your listening and learning. You can go into blogtalkradio.com at any time and listen to our past programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on air, we taught on knowing God. The second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus. And this year, we are focusing on knowing the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. To help you access our recent Blog Talk Radio programs, we have links on our Facebook pages. And our Facebook pages are Artist Oliver Church Lady and Church Lady Ministries. And when you see the picture of Minister Artist, you can click on it, and it will take you directly to our Facebook pages and Blog Talk Radio. And all of our visual listeners, you can see some of our past teachings from clips on our outreach ministry work at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission via YouTube under Artist Oliver Church Lady. The video sound is a little loud because we are at the mission. So turn down the volume and enjoy a powerful teaching. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, with all donations to Church Lady Ministries being eligible for full tax deductions. You can partner with us and share the good news of the Gospels and help the less fortunate at the same time. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the Gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, we provide tax donation receipts for all donations of $250 or more, as required by law, and upon request, we'll provide tax receipts for donations under $250. So to support this ministry, you can send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. If you miss our address, you can go into the ministry archives and you can listen to the tape and get it there. So our ministry story is Church Lady Ministries, we do two things, and we do them well. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters. And we also assist women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Now, our mission is called to present the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And that's Isaiah 61:1. Now, the Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people to develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. She loves God and she loves to see people filled with the Holy Spirit and leading victorious, Spirit-filled lives. Minister Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And in addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, on your computer screen, if you are using a computer, you'll see scrolling across either your smartphone, tablet, or computer screen, inspirational clip art related to today's topic, as well as our ministry contact information. So this is another way you can get our contact information, is watch your screens. Now, as you know, this year we've expanded our Christmas Shoebox program to serve children in third world countries. And this holiday season is upon us for the reason of giving. And this year, we're focusing on giving a shoebox with gifts to 100 children in third world countries. Last year, we served half a dozen children, and all our holiday outreach efforts this year have been poured into this project, which has greatly expanded. We cannot do this alone, and we need your help. Now, friends, a shoebox gift includes a wow gift, a gift a child sees and goes, wow. And that includes paper, pencil, colored pencils, stickies, paper clips, toothpaste, toothbrushes, bar soap, winter hats, socks, gloves, hard candy, washcloths, and other personal hygiene essentials for children, boys and girls ages 2 through 14. And currently, we've put together and delivered 100 shoe boxes, and with your donation and ministry resources, we will be able to ship those boxes overseas. Now, it costs $7 to ship each box overseas, and that means at a minimum we needed $700 just to pay the shipping costs for our 100 shoebox gifts. To date, we've not raised the total resources we need to pay for the mailing of the shoeboxes, and we need your help. So, if you have not sent a donation in as of yet, the good news is it's not too late, and there are several ways to make a donation. You can still give, and to keep it simple, you can go directly to Samaritan's Purse donation page, and it's still open. To get to the page, go on the Facebook page of Church Lady Now or Artist Oliver Church Lady, see the Church Lady's picture, click on the picture, and that click will take you directly to the Samaritan's Purse donation page. 100% of your donation will go directly to Samaritan's Purse shoebox project. Now, to make a donation, as I said, you can go to the Facebook page, click on the link, and go to the fundraiser page. And that'll take you straight through for all donations. So please make your donation today. If you have any questions, you can call us at 253-472-6000. 6213. Now, our phone number will be announced several times throughout the program. You can call Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Now, in addition to our Christmas outreach program, we have an ongoing partnership program, and we invite you to become a ministry partner for $9.99 a month. Or $119.88 a year. And this is good soil to sow your financial seeds. As you know, we're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and you can partner with us to help us teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. The Bible says in Romans 10:5, "And how can anyone preach unless they are sent?" So, friends, we are asking you to send us by supporting this ministry and our preaching and teaching of the gospel. To make a partner donation to this ministry, please send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And you can call us, as I said, at area code 253-472-6213. Because Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, we operate under the influence and power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of providing Bible teaching to all people and to serve the less fortunate. So now that I've given you an introduction to today's teaching, our ministry background, and information on how to sow your financial seed, let us get ready for today's teaching. Is the Holy Spirit your helper? So let us welcome the Church Lady. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Well, good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
That is great. Well, I tell you, I am excited to be here today. Today we're going to talk about, is the Holy Spirit your helper? And I must admit, we all need a little help. So good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? I pray that the love of God overtakes you this holiday season and that you are a blessing to those around you. Today our topic is the Holy Spirit your helper? Our foundation scripture comes from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 16, which read, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." Forever. That is Jesus talking. Today we want to present to you the ministry of the Holy Spirit, not what someone thinks, but what the Bible says. This is crucial because without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to live the Christian life. D.L. Moody said, "You might as well try to hear without ears or breathe without lungs as to try to live a Christian life without the Spirit of God in your heart." Friends, Jesus promised to give us another helper, the Holy Spirit. Another is one who comes along beside us as the same kind as Jesus. Now, according to Strong's Bible Dictionary, the word shows similarities but diversities. The word another shows similarities but diversities of operation and ministries. Jesus uses the word another to mean equal to him, or one beside him, or in addition to him, or just like him. We're talking about how Jesus uses the word another, because he promised to send us another advocate to help us. The Holy Spirit operates as our helper. He is personal. He has all the characteristics of a personality. He is the promise of the Father. However, there is an obligation on our part to keep his commandments. The verb keep pertains to the future. When we love Christ, we prove our love by our obedience. Let me give you a little background. The book of John was written by the Apostle John. He was one of the disciples. The theme of the book is knowing God by believing in Jesus Christ. John wrote this book to give believers, that is Christians, an in-depth understanding of the life and the ministry of Jesus. John describes the Holy Spirit as a helper, another helper, the same kind as Jesus. He teaches us that the role of the Holy Spirit is not only to help us in crisis, but to lead us in a way of life, a born-again way of life, born of water and of spirit. The experience of being born again is described in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, for those of you who are not familiar with that term. John explains that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God sent the Holy Spirit to us in the name of Jesus Christ. He, the Holy Spirit, does not draw attention to himself. His role is to draw attention to Christ and to make clear the teachings of Christ to his disciples, that is to you and I. John teaches us that the Holy Spirit continues the work of Jesus, helping us believers to understand the meaning of the Bible and to lead us into greater works than those done by Jesus. That's biblical. You can find that in John 14:22. So who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is a person. The first time he's mentioned is in the beginning of the Bible. And the Bible says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." That's Genesis 1:2. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." The Holy Spirit was there at creation. The Holy Spirit is a person, not just a bunch of whooping and hollering or goosebumps. The whooping and the hollering is our response to his touch on our lives. It's our natural man's response to being touched by the Spirit. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as he. He said, "How bet when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." He will guide us into all truth. We know that the Holy Spirit is the third part of the Godhead, and the Godhead is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that he would send us the Holy Spirit to be our helper. Today we're talking about, is the Holy Spirit our helper? Jesus said that he would send the Holy Spirit to his disciples, that is to you and me, to be our helper. And he also said that if you love me, keep my commandments. What is he saying? He's saying, apply what I have taught you. Apply it to your day-to-day living. Why? Because Jesus taught us how to live. When we allow Christ to rule in our lives, we keep his commandments. In obedience to Christ, there are blessings. Jesus promised to pray to God for God to send us the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus interceding for us when he prays to God on our behalf. Jesus asked God to send us a helper. Jesus also calls the Holy Spirit another advocate. And he says that he's with us forever. That means that the ministry of the Holy Spirit continues forever. As long as we live, he will be available for us forever. You see, the Holy Spirit takes on the role of Christ on the earth. He is our truth, equal in power to Jesus Christ. He does the spiritual work in us and through us. He also teaches us and enlightens our thinking. The Holy Spirit dwells with us. He dwells with us. Because we know Christ, we know the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is experiential. We have experiences with him. And he dwells with us and is in us. Our communion with him is personal. The Holy Spirit communicates with our hearts by guiding us into the truth of God's word, John 16:13, which reads, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." The Holy Spirit communicates spiritual truths, and he develops our spiritual growth in Christ. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Will remind you of Scripture. Isn't that awesome? Godly spiritual growth can only take place when we follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit as he leads us in accordance with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit always leads us according to the Word of God. In Colossians 3:15-7, the Apostle Paul adds, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since all members of one body, you are called to peace." Believers are called to peace and to be thankful. Paul says that we're to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly as to teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as with a song, a hymn, and with gratitudes in our heart to God. In whatever we do, whether it be in word or deed, we're to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. We are not led into all truth for purely our own benefit. We are led into truth to reach out to others. God uses the Holy Spirit in us to touch our neighbors, family, strangers, friends, and people at work. Even service people that we come in contact with, the people at the grocery store or the cleaners. How? When you and I love Jesus, we believe a certain way, and people see our behavior. The love of Jesus is what attracts people to him. Everybody wants to be loved. You and I can be ambassadors to introduce people to Christ. The world is hungry for love, which only Jesus can give. How you live. The Holy Spirit can help us with how we live. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15-21, the Apostle Paul tells us, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus. When you and I walk in the Spirit, we're walking in accordance with the Word. To remain filled with the Spirit and His continuing sanctifying work, we must continually be filled with the Word. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was related to service rather than salvation. A small number of the people had the anointing, that is, the enabling presence of God's Spirit upon their lives. But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit takes the place of Jesus. He takes the place of Jesus' physical appearance. Jesus is here in spirit through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another just like me, Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. John 15:26. And when he comes, he will convince the world of sin, and of God's righteousness, and of the coming judgment. John 16:8. When the Spirit of truth comes, he guides us into all truth. He will not present his own ideas. He will be telling you what he has heard from the Father. He will be telling me what he has heard from the Father. He will tell us about the future. John 16:13. He will disclose to us what is to come. The things to come include the meaning of Christ's death and resurrection, as well as the things of the future concerning the future resurrection. The Christian life and the return of Jesus. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and what he will share with us. The Holy Spirit will bring glory to Jesus, and he will reveal whatever Jesus gives to him to reveal to us. The Holy Spirit gives us assurance that we are saved. For his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we are God's children. That's Romans 8:16. Beloved, the Holy Spirit is here today. The Holy Spirit is here because Jesus said, but it is actually best for you that I go away. Because if I don't, the Counselor won't come. If I don't, the Holy Spirit won't come. But because I go, I will send him to you. The spiritual power of the Holy Spirit is in our lives, and it's directly dependent upon the amount of time spent with Christ. Only when you and I spend time exposing our hearts to the Lord through prayer and Bible study on a regular basis will we activate the Holy Spirit in our lives. James 4:5 says, what do you think the scriptures mean when they say that the Holy Spirit, whom God has placed within us, jealously longs for us to be faithful? The Bible is saying that the Holy Spirit in us wants our attention, wants our time. So how do we apply all of this to everyday living? Every Christian needs the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit in his or her life every moment of the day. D.L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He said, I need a continual infilling because I leak. He pointed to a water tank which had sprung a leak. He said, I'm like that. It's a fact that living in this sinful world, we do need to be replenished by the Holy Spirit. The truth, according to Moody, is that if a man is filled with anger, then anger controls his life. If a man is filled with greed, then greed dominates his life. If a man is filled with lust, then lust governs his life. If a man is filled with love, then love governs his life. And if a man is filled with the Holy Spirit, he is controlled by the Spirit, but it has to be control by consent. Control by consent. We're talking about, is the Holy Spirit your helper? D.L. Moody was a famous Christian evangelist. He is the founder of the D.L. Moody Bible Institute. And it is said that in his meetings back in the 1800s, thousands upon thousands of people received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And what he says is, if a man is filled with love, then love influences all he does. And if a man is filled with the Holy Spirit, he is controlled by the Spirit. But it has to be controlled by consent. That means that you and I have to yield to the Holy Spirit. In concluding, the Holy Spirit was sent to us by Jesus to help us. He will do the following. Guide us into the truth of God's word. Teach us all things and remind us everything that Jesus has said. He will lead us into the truth of the word so that we can reach out to others. The Holy Spirit will help us to live wise and not foolish and to understand the will of God. Through the Holy Spirit, we learn to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The Holy Spirit is our comforter that he may abide with us forever. He testifies of Jesus, convinces the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and the coming judgment. He tells us about the future, that is, what is to come. The Holy Spirit will bring Jesus's to the point where we give him glory. We'll bring Jesus to the point where we give Jesus glory. And lastly, the Holy Spirit gives us assurance that we are saved. Assurance that we are saved. For the Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we are God's children. That's Romans 8:16. Beloved, the spiritual power of the Holy Spirit is in our lives today. And it's directly dependent upon the amount of time that we spend with Christ. And only when we spend time exposing our hearts to the Word through prayer and Bible study of the Word on a regular basis will we bring the Holy Spirit into activity in our life. Our topic today is the Holy Spirit your helper? Our foundation scripture came from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 16, which read, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. Forever. That's Jesus talking. In the book of John, the apostle demands a personal response from you and I. He demands a personal response to the gospel. And he reminds us that Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. That's John 10:10, which is not independent or unrelated to God or Christ. On the contrary, abundant life requires that we have fellowship and understanding of the ways of God through Bible study, prayer, and praise. Beloved, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us. We invite you to activate or reactivate the Holy Spirit in your life today. Because the Holy Spirit is here to help us. He's here to help me, and he's here to help you. Well, the Holy Spirit is here to help us. This concludes today's teaching. My, the time went by so fast. And now let's go back to Brother Grant. Brother Grant?
Yes, Church Lady. Let's go back to me. That was a wonderful teaching today, and we're in the spirit of the giving season. So before we depart, we want to bless each of you with our perpetual prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And that is Numbers 6:24 through 26. This year, we've been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And this has been our 40th teaching in the series on titled, Come Holy Spirit. So remember, as I said, we've entered our season of giving, and this ministry is good soil for your financial seed. And we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner for $9.99 a month or $119.88 a year. We also have a great opportunity for you to participate in the mission work to serve children in third world countries who live in poverty. The holiday season is upon us for giving, and this year we're focusing on these children in third world countries. We're asking all of our ministry friends and partners to make a donation, and it's not too much or too late for you to give. 100% of your donation will be used to fund the mailing and shipping of the 100 Christmas shoeboxes for Samaritan's Purse. And a shoebox, again, is a wow gift. Paper, pencil, toothpaste, toothbrushes, hair combs, washcloths, and other personal hygiene essentials. You can help us make a difference in the lives of children in third world countries that need a Christian foundation. And so we want your foundation, and anything you give will help. As you know, we're a 501c3 organization, and you can partner with us to help preach and teach and serve the less fortunate. You can mail a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And you remember, you can always call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, as I've said, you can follow us on social media. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, put in Church Lady Now, and you can listen to us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also follow us. You can go to our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, and you can inbox us with a message, like, and follow us, or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So thank you for joining us today, and please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. as we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So again, thank you for joining us with Church Lady Now, and this is Brother Grant saying have a blessed day.
Happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.